friend once said, yes, but your wife Sarah will bear a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant with his descendants after him. Genesis chapter 17, verse 19.
As Phyllis already mentioned, today is the second sermon of a series of four in our Home to Home mission for 2026. And although we don't all have small children at home, during the sermon I'd like you to consider the children in your wider family and how you may be a conduit of God's love to all of them. The sermon title is Sons of Promise. But perhaps during the sermon you'd consider how Children of Promise may also have been a good title. Thank you, Amalia, for reading our scripture reading for us this morning from Genesis 17, verse 19. Then God said, yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. In a parents' meeting at a junior school, the head teacher emphasized the importance that parents should spend enough time with their children. She encouraged parents to spend time every day connecting with their children so that they may best know the needs of their children and understand them. She encouraged them to attend as many school functions as possible. But most parents in this community both worked. And she knew it would be a challenge for these parents to spend the time required with their children. When she was finished, one father stood up and explained that during the week it was not possible for him to see his son at all. His work schedule was such that he left early in the morning before his son woke, and he would return at night after his son had gone to bed. But he had a little ritual that he did every night. This caring dad quietly slip into his son's room and kiss him goodnight, being careful not to wake his son. Then he would tie a knot in the corner of the bedsheet. In the morning, his son would wake and know that his father had come in during the night and kissed him goodnight, because there would be the knot in the bedsheet. His father had found a simple but effective way of communicating his love and care to his son. There are many different ways of communicating love to others. This father has found a simple gesture that communicated every day. Sometimes we focus so much on what we should say and totally forget to communicate our genuine feelings. A sincere kiss on the head of the boy and a simple gesture of the knot in the bedsheet was far more valuable than a pat on the head and expensive gifts. Today's message is focused on the God-given role of Christian parents and how they have been given Christian parents have been given to show the genuine love to their children. The opening scripture this morning tells us about one of the greatest examples of parenting in the biblical history, Abraham. For me, when I think of the greatest example of parenting in the Bible, Abraham does not come to mind. But let's see what we can learn from the life of Abraham this morning. It all began when God the Father of all fathers called Abraham, whose name was later changed to Abraham, to be the father of a great nation. Even before Abram responded to God's call to leave Ur of the Chaldeans, God was preparing the spiritual foundation for this chosen man who lived in a pagan society. Abram would be the father of not just any child. His offspring would be special. His son Isaac would be the son of promise. And as Isaac would not be an ordinary baby, Abram could not be an ordinary father. But from the beginning, both Abram and Sarah did not fully understand their responsibilities or their roles as parents. Parents today are being called to raise godly children. And like Abram and Sarah, fathers and mothers do not realize the importance of their work. Just as God invested in the spiritual foundation for Abram's life, we too must lay spiritual foundations for our children. Perhaps you feel, as a Christian parent, that building solid foundations in your home is very difficult, especially in the times that we live. The work of parents is not easy. We have an ever-changing landscape. Even the Lord had challenges in teaching Abram to be a godly father. Abram and Sarah became impatient as they grew older, waiting for the promise. So Abram listened to Sarah and took Hagar as a wife in order that their family may have a child. This was common practice in Abram's time, but it was not part of God's plan. Abram was not to follow human ways in becoming a father. And God rebuked Abram for stepping away from setting the spiritual foundation for his home. God told Abram that the son Hagar bore would not be the son of promise. The old patriarch needed to learn the two words that describes God's foundation for parenting: complete dependence. When God told Abram he would have a son of promise and that this son would become a great nation, it took a long time for the first part of this agreement to be fulfilled. But why? God allowed Abram to exhaust all human possibilities in fulfilling the promise himself. The Lord let this chosen man come to a point of impossibility. Then Abram became a father. Through the miracle of faith in God's promise, Isaac was born. He was the son of dependence, a result of the father's complete trust in God. It took a long time for Abram to learn this lesson of faith. Isaac's miraculous birth taught Abram that although he was Isaac's biological father, Isaac was the son of God. Without the Lord's intervention, Isaac's conception and birth would not have happened. He truly was the son of God. The spiritual foundation for Isaac's life began in his father. God invested in developing Abram's faith so that Abram could work on Isaac's spiritual life. The Lord had a plan for all parents in the training of their children. Isaac, as the son of promise, would have offspring who would be children of the promise. They in turn would have children, becoming a great nation. Isaac's faith took a step forward in a pivotal moment in his life. He truly became the son of promise, but it was not when he was born. It happened on a mountaintop when his father responded to God's call to sacrifice his one and only son. On one of the mountains in the region of Moriah, father and son became pioneers of a generation of promise. When Abraham obeyed God and took his son to be the sacrifice, he became the father of the son of sacrifice, of the son of promise. And when Isaac obeyed his father and allowed himself to be bound and placed on the altar, he truly became the son of promise. The story of Abraham and Isaac is the story of God the Father and Jesus the Messiah. Just as Isaac's birth was a miracle, so too Jesus' birth was a miracle. Just as Isaac was the sacrifice, Jesus too was our sacrifice, God's sacrifice for us. So Christ is the ultimate fulfillment of this ancient story, first spoken in Genesis 13, verse 15. All of Abraham's descendants lived by this promise. They identified themselves as children of Abraham. But when the ultimate Son of Promise came, Jesus the Messiah, the way was opened for all to become heirs of the promise. A new genealogy was established that continues through to today. All may become children of promise if they accept God as their Heavenly Father. Our role as parents is to guide our children into becoming sons and daughters of God. Our primary duty is to raise children of promise who accept Jesus as their Savior. As we establish a spiritual foundation in our homes and families, teaching our children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews to love God, our families will be testimonies in this world. The Lord was not finished establishing the sons of promise when Isaac was born, nor was he finished establishing sons of promise when Jesus was born. God continues to raise children of promise all over the earth, even today. Just as Isaac was a child of promise to Abraham, we have children of promise. Our sons and daughters are to be raised and educated to have a fear of God. Abraham faced difficulties. He had to overcome obstacles and trust God. The Lord even moved him from a pagan land in order to help Abraham raise the son of promise. We too have challenges in raising our children. There are pagan influences all around us. It is not easy to teach our children to turn away from the allurement of this world when Satan places sinful attractions all around them. That is why it is important to invest in time with our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, every single day, communicating God's love to the children in our families. From Child Guidance, page 41, I read, "The Bible should be the child's first textbook. From this book, parents are to give wise instructions. The Word of God is to be made the rule of life. The children are to learn that God is their Father." And from page 43, "The parents are to teach their children lessons from the Bible, making them so simple that they are easily understood." And from page 517, "Every family should rear an altar of prayer, realizing that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fathers and mothers, you need to seek God morning and evening at the family altar, that you may learn how to teach your children wisely, tenderly, lovingly. If ever there was a time when every house should be a house of prayer, it is now." From the Advent Home, page 513, regarding entertainment and leisure. Parents should educate their children in the following way. Any amusement in which you can engage asking the blessing of God upon it in faith will not be dangerous. But any amusement which disqualifies you for secret prayer, for devotion at the altar of prayer, or for taking part in prayer meeting would not be safe. Although it may seem difficult, these are very wise words. The spiritual education of our children is the greatest investment that a Christian parent can make on this earth. Fathers and mothers need to seek to appreciate their children as the treasure which God has entrusted them with. Like Abraham, we must teach our children that they are heirs of the promise, sons and daughters of God. We must pass on to each of them the spiritual foundation to make their faith in the Lord strong and sure. What greater joy could a father have but to see his child as a child, as a God-fearing child? Are we taking time each day to communicate God's love to our children, even when we are busy? Like the father in the beginning of this sermon, do we show our children how much our Heavenly Father loves them by communicating our own love and affection to our children? We as parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, close relatives, as it were, stand in the place of God. And as we show affection and love to the children in our families and teach them to obey the Lord, we are passing along the knowledge that each of them are truly children of promise and a child of God. Have you made a commitment, like Abraham and Sarah, that you will accept this responsibility to teach the children in your wider family that they are heirs of this promise?